We have three other papers by ASAP members on giving us advice on how to further develop sections of the conceptual framework discussion paper. Liesl, are you going to kick off?
Let me, thank you. In a way, we've touched on a number of issues, specifically on my chapter and on the measurement chapter too. Nevertheless, and trying to speed it up, I feel I have to start a little stepping back by reminding everyone of the gender consultation in 2011, and let me phrase it that way. Expectations were raised, and you acknowledged that expectations were there, and you seem to have expectations yourself. So, if you are not pursuing things now, you have to deal with an expectation gap, so to speak. Things might not prove that realistic, and that but basically, the expectation is there to be seen to. Then we've already talked about links to measurement, of course, and from some other papers you would see probably, not papers, comment letters, you would see links to elements, specifically those who want to have net income defined as an element, and in a way you would have the link to that famous, infamous paragraph in the DP for ISBs use only, and of course most people would not agree with that ISBs only, and keeping people from using things by analogy or whatever has always been quite challenging, specifically so for the Interpretations Committee too. General comments on the section include a major disappointment that there wasn't a ready-made solution, but you are disappointed too that the comment letters didn't bring the ready-made solution, so we're all in the same camp more or less, and we're all still struggling with that. And I think, in a way, well, I could go through the three questions that were in Section 8. The first one was, should there be a total or subtotal for profit or loss? You have more or less widespread agreement on that, regardless that some people like Tom might want to pull off a bit of that pressure. And there are some, like IQ, who argue more for why there should be profit or loss. But then the understanding of performance seems to vary quite a bit from things that happen and have to be captured in a period, because people want to have the performance for the period. But then people seem to have different ideas when things happen, because some people think they happen sort of three quarters or whatever at some stage, and another quarter in another stage. And the all-inclusiveness of IQ's thinking is something which does not really necessarily go well with, to my understanding, Kevin's idea to capture things in the period when they happen. And this bridge is something where I don't think we have found the solution yet. Then the recycling is, of course, linked to the understanding of what performance is about, and you have the broad spectrum of people who would not have recycling at all, those who would have recycling in some areas, and those who would leave it relatively open. And it was mentioned before today, specifically too by the standard setter Tom, that leaving a lot of this relatively open could be a solution in the very, very short term. On the other hand, I think I can say that in the plural, been debating things over and over and over again, and having some things more or less well thought through and settled in the framework would give us a chance of having a better basis to draw from when we come past relatively minor issues again. You had, and it's maybe a minor issue, maybe not, a question round 20 for cash flow hedging, and you would then see that in the comment letters there weren't that many who picked it up, but that's obvious because all those who would recycle would sort of assume maybe that cash flow hedging would remain, and of course the most vocal were the Australians being against hedge accounting in any event. So I think hedge accounting is not necessarily something we would pick up in this context now, because if you want to allow hedge accounting or not, that is something which is, to to my understanding, more based in what you pick up as items rather than when and where to present them. And then in the end, the narrow approach or the broad approach, I think because there's not that much agreement up front, it's not really that helpful to go too much into the narrow or to the broad approach. There are quite a number of comment letters advocating to go for the narrow approach, a number of them going for the broad approach, but you lose somehow the trace anyway because there is necessary agreement before that. So then my main very personal conclusions would be, it would be extremely disappointing to follow the route of some that advocate, because there isn't agreement, postpone it, because it's postponing and it doesn't help the agony, it's only dragging along. On the other hand, finding a solution might be difficult in the time you might have in mind, and it might be difficult to cut it up in a smaller piece beforehand. And it seemed to me that some people would be willing to go the step back, as I said before, that Tom suggested. On the other hand, we've heard a lot of the drawbacks already too about that, but then it's up to you to weigh all that. To already say what the conceptual framework should cover and what it shouldn't cover, at this stage I would go up to a relatively abstract level and say you need principles and you need a number of principles, but nothing but principles in the framework, and it shouldn't be already anticipating rules that really belong in the standards afterwards. And the level of details on particular issues, it would be too early for me to go into that, because I think we have to first of all work on the crucial bits before we go into any detailed level. And my conclusion then remains, it requires efforts and time, and let's start.
Roll up the sleeves. What shall we do? Shall we first have the three presentations and then start a general discussion, or? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.